Pendengar sekalian, memindahkan uang antar rekening bank bisa menjadi proses yang sangat lambat yang terkadang memakan waktu beberapa hari. Namun sekarang orang Australia memiliki akses ke metode pembayaran baru yang memungkinkan uang itu ditransfer secara real time. Meskipun lebih cepat dari sistem yang ada, namun apakah hal tersebut akan menambahkan risiko kecurangan atau tidak? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Greg Dyett. Cara transaksi uang yang baru ini disebut New Payments Platform dan memungkinkan orang mentransfer uang ke rekening bank lain secara real-time. Daripada menggunakan nomor rekening, orang bisa menciptakan apa yang disebut PID. Di Melbourne, spesialis transaksi keuangan Swinburne University, Steve Worthington, menjelaskan cara kerjanya.
So instead of requiring a BSB, an account number, one can use instead of that what's called a PayID, which could be your mobile phone number or an email address, and you can pay directly to another person whose PayID that you know.
New Platforms Payment Australia bertanggung jawab untuk membangun dan mengoperasikan sistem baru ini. Chief Executive-nya, Adrian Lovney, mengatakan bank-bank tersebut akan menerapkan berbagai batas jumlah yang dapat ditransfer untuk membantu melindungi orang dari kecurangan.
From $1,000. Through to a few thousand dollars. They vary between banks, and they also vary, for instance, between whether somebody's been paid for the first time or whether it's somebody that I've paid a number of times previously.
Steve Worthington di Swinburne mengatakan bahwa sistem serupa telah digunakan di Inggris sejak tahun 2008 yang lalu. Ia memperingatkan bahwa sistem itu menarik para penipu, terutama ketika bank menghapuskan batas jumlah yang dapat ditransfer menjadi £250,000 Inggris. Ia menganjurkan agar orang berhati-hati, terutama jika mereka ingin melakukan transaksi dalam jumlah yang besar.
One of the things with the new payments platform is it's very hard to revoke a payment you've made because it takes place so quickly, in seconds rather than days, that the payment's gone through and it's very, very hard to get your money back if it's gone to a fraudulent person who's presenting their account numbers to you.
Adrian Lovney dari New Payments Platform Australia mengakui masalah yang dialami Inggris, namun berpendapat bahwa teknologi telah berevolusi sejak saat itu.
We acknowledge that when these systems have been introduced in other jurisdictions and some jurisdictions like the UK, that there was a spike in fraud. But we'd observe that was some time ago, and technology's changed. Fraud prevention technologies also changed, and consumer experience around fraud prevention has also changed. So we'd point to the developments in technology that have occurred to make sure that customers continue to be kept safe today.
Lovney mengatakan bahwa platform pembayaran baru itu akan dapat memecahkan keluhan utama para pelanggan perbankan.
If I can send you an email and it arrives in your inbox in real time, why does it take 2 days for me to send you $50? So that's the problem we're fixing, and we're also making sure that for high volume or high value transactions, absolutely you can expect to see limits put in place by banks that balance the convenience of real time payments against the risk of loss of large amounts of money.